Thanks, Kathy, for this very kind invitation. We met, I have to say, almost by chance a year ago in Boston, and then we met again on the shuttle back to the hotel, so we had the chance to know each other. I really have to thank her for this very kind invitation. No relationships to disclosure. The scenario of nutrition transition is a big problem. We are asking, how can we guarantee healthy, affordable, nutrient-rich food for the whole lifespan? What I will show you now, briefly, today, is what we can call the slow food way, starting from a very short story of our association. Slow food, well, the 9th of December, we will, is a very important day, because 25 years ago, Slow Food was founded by Carlo Petrini. And now, well, the association started really from the something much smaller compared to what has become now. We just wanted to prevent the disappearance of local food cultures and traditions. But we understood during these years that for achieving such a goal, we had to approach the food in a quite holistic way. And this holistic way can be summarized in the three words: good, clean, and fair food for everybody. Good is a question of taste mainly, but quality of healthy as well. Clean means that we have to take into consideration our environment. While fair means accessible prices for consumers, it doesn't mean low-cost food, we have to clarify it. Low-cost food has a lot of hidden costs that communities are going to pay later or already paid before. And fair conditions and pay for producers. The instruments we are using for these goals are now many and many. We have a very small university in Polenzo, in Piemonte, very close to Turin, where students are trained with undergraduate and graduate program and master programs as well, about food culture, food communications, and cuisine techniques, and wine, etc. We have our, every 2 years, we have a very big event in Turin, Salone del Gusto Internazionale and Terra Madre, that is an event where small-scale producers from all over the world are getting in touch, and in a quite ecological way are meeting and changing their experiences and their ideas. Instruments are, of course, also local instruments. We have a few other national slow food, not only the Italian one, and Slow Food USA is one of the most active national slow food parts. And we have what we call convivia, that are local community-based groups that are sharing the same slow food philosophy, but are, they are using the slow food philosophy for the needs of the local communities. Biodiversity is one of our main topics, and the two instruments we are using in order to increase knowledge and protection of biodiversity are the ARCOP TASTE, created in 1996, and the Presidio project. The ARCOP TASTE travels the world collecting small-scale quality productions, and if you want to take part in this process, you can nominate for inclusion on the ARC something that you know that could be interesting and must be known and helped to remain for future generation. Taste quality is, of course, one of the important things, but also the way it is produced, the risk of extinction, is something very important. Slow Food Presidio project is, in fact, something even more specific, because among those food that were nominated for the ARCOP TASTE, those that are a very high risk of extinction and have a very high interest for their either anthropologic or social aspects or cultural aspects are enter this project. And this project is now what I will talk about. We try to analyze a few of our slow food Presidio foods with a sort of LCA approach. You know, traditional LCA approach is more widely used in industrial fat production, food production, and we have to say somehow, very often, is used to help very bad food to have a market and to be somehow helped in keeping consumed by communities. What we try to do with our slow food way is use the LCA approach, adapting it to the philosophy of healthy, local, and small-scale production. And these are the methods we used for it. A collaboration between the Slow Food Foundation for Biodiversity, University of Turin, and Palermo was the first network for investigating environmental, economic, social, and cultural aspects. My two colleagues, Cristiano Peano and Professor Sottile, clustered all these aspects into three scales with 10 indicators each, and were analyzed both at the initial stages of the Presidia and in 2012. What we did is combine this LCA approach with nutrition evaluation, and we used for this the chemical laboratory of the Chamber of Commerce in Torino that over a four-year period analyzed a lot of products. Here we have the list of the first that really completed their LCA approach. We have a lot of Italian Presidia, but also some international Presidia are entering this project. We have different type of breads, we have different type of pulses, and both plant and animal foods. We have healthy sweets, etc. What I will show you now is just a few examples of our results. The components analyzed for the four Presidia products that we are going to analyze this morning are those ones. Ustica lentils is one of the four I'm going to show you. It's a tiny, dark brown, tender, flavorful lentil. It grows only on the very small island of Ustica. It's an island about 8 kilometers north of Palermo. The Presidium was launched in 2000, and it already started with a very good performance, but as you can see from the radar plot, it's showing a very interesting results of various components. What can we say under the nutrition point of view? Well, first of all, we have to say that eating lentils, even if they are not Ustica lentils, is a very good choice for your health. But what we want to show with this study is that in our experience, if we look at some very interesting data, I mean interesting for the health of consumer and communities, you see the quantity of fiber, for example, that is very high in any kind of lentil is 2.0 times more higher into ours, and we have almost double of iron in them, and the content of carbohydrate is so smaller that we are going to analyze in the next months the glycemic index of it, because we are sure we will find it particularly interesting. Ramassin di Pagno della Valbronda is a fruit, just to introduce him. It's a small, dark, very sweet plum, familiar to many in Piedmont, the region where I live, very close to French border. The Presidium started its activity in 2007, and the initial score of sustainability was very low, not because, I mean, they were polluting the land, but because there wasn't any kind of awareness between producers. And now they completely changed, they moved to organic, all the agriculture, they completely changed their way of packaging them and trading it. If we look at the nutrition aspects, again, you can see the quantity of fiber so higher, the quantity of vitamin C is double. A third example is the manna. Manna is something that seems like that. It's obtained from a resinous substance extracted from the bark of ash trees in Sicily region, again, in the Madonia Mountains. It dries rapidly to form white tubes. It is very interesting because it changes its composition during the years. Manna can be used up to 3-5 years after you harvest it. At the beginning, the quantity of mannitol is very high and its laxative effects are higher. But with the months and the years, the quantity of mannitol decreases a lot. It increases sweetening activities, but the glycemic index remains much lower. And now we have a few trials starting for the use of manna in sports, mainly in sports where the efforts are very high or very long, because the mixture of oligosaccharides is very interesting when you are maximizing your efforts. Culatello di Zibello is the most highly regarded Italian cured meat. It's produced near the Po River in the northern part of Italy. It's a protected designation of origin production. It started, you can see, from very low scale of global performances, and it absolutely reached very high interest. You know how difficult it is now to talk about meat and processed meat and their role in health production, in health. But what we have to understand and what we our role in promoting healthy consumption is that we have to help people to cut down definitely and reduce a lot the use of meat, but try to prefer for the very small portions of meat that are consumed very high quality products. And this is an example of what makes the difference. For example, if you feed the animal in a certain way rather than another one, if it is free, if it is fed just with grass or something that is absolutely very close to fresh grass, you see the quantity of, for example, of polyunsaturated fatty acids is interesting. In cure meats, it's not so easy to find biggest difference, but we have a lot of data on fresh meat, and the quantity of polyunsaturated fatty acids and the reduced quantity of cholesterol is absolutely interesting. Even here we find almost 20% of cholesterol less than the traditional crude ham. Something is going on not only on the Earth but in the space as well, because you know microgravity experienced by astronauts is a very interesting model of accelerated healthy aging. Because nowadays, astronauts are remaining in the space not just for a few days like a few years ago, but for months, now 6 to 7 months, and maybe in the next years even more. And we thought that pills and chemistry were the main food for astronauts. But now that astronauts have to reduce the negative side effects of microgravity, there is a shift from chemistry and pills to healthy food and nutrient-dense foods. And we are very happy that the European Space Agency chose some of our slow food procedure for the nutrition of our next Italian astronaut. She's going to leave the Earth at the end of November and live in the International Space Station for the next 6 years. And she will use our lentils, she will use our pulses, she will use, for example, some herbs and spices arriving from slow food procedure. So this is what I wanted to share with you this morning. What can we conclude? That, of course, we have to rethink a way of studying LCA approach of food. LCA is a life cycle assessment of food. That means understanding really from farm to fork what happens, from land to plate what happens for our food. We have to consider the global impact on the well-being of both land and people. Nutrition aspect must be included alongside the usual sustainability markers. Our slow food procedure products is just we've just seen the results of 4 of them, but we have many more. If you're interested, we can share our email. I will be absolutely glad to let you know more about our experience. When a nutritional evaluation is combined with traditional LCA aspects, an innovative tool emerges, and food-health relationship must then be reconsidered. We are not so ingenuous to think that our slow food procedure will save the world and will solve any problem. But what we are trying to do with our experience is to promote the help of small-scale production, because small-scale production can not only help environment and local economies, can also have a role in ameliorating the nutritional status of our community. Because very often what derives from traditional ancient seeds, not manipulated, I don't talk about GMOs of course, but also the normal manipulation of seeds in order to increase the quantity of production. Well, when we start from something that was naturally selected in order to cope with problems like high temperature, low or very high temperatures, for example, with difference during daytime and nighttime, or with local problems of humidity, very high or very low, very often those products are expressing a very high production of something that is helping them to maintain the integrity of their cells. And what they are producing for themselves very often is absolutely useful for ourselves, because all those substances are the phytochemicals that are, I mean, we are listening everything about phytochemicals these days here. So they must be considered, in fact, as a paradigm for promoting analog studies and approaches worldwide in order to increase availability of local, fresh, seasonal, and nutrient-rich food. So I just finished telling you, join our association if you believe in good, clean, and fair food, and really help us in the nomination process for the Arc of Taste. The take-home message are a few words: grow, share, eat, preserve, explore. But maybe those are the more important. Curiosity and respect can really help us and our communities. Thanks.